okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, will you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
Raymond Montoya, 271-722.
Thank you, sir. Your parents are here on the Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your committee supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing. We have the honor of Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman. I'm the Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form?
Yes.
Well, that form will notify your right to appear and speak on your behalf and obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear you in, Mr. Westby, at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. Phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And if they've been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do for phase one is, I'm going to read the true allegations that are on your warrant, and after each one, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false.
Yeah.
Okay. Allegation number one is violation of Arizona Commission of Supervision number five, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about May 24, 2018 in Maricopa County. Is that true or false, sir?
It's true.
All right, allegation number two is violation of Arizona Commission of Supervision number seven, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about June 19, 2018, for the task lab report dated June 20th, 2018. That's true or false, sir?
True.
Okay, based on the admissions of Mr. Montoya, I'm going to move to find a legal label as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and that he may have lapses or not lapses in the criminal rules or company.
Second.
Great. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're going to be moving into phase two in a moment, but first we're going to get some background information from Mr. Westby, so stand for him, and I'll be right back with you.
All right.
All right, Mr. Westby.
On May 17, 2018, Mr. Montoya was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested July 24, 2018 by ADC staff for a number of charges. He was back in DOC custody July 24, 2018 with a projected community supervision end date of November 15, 2018, 07 days. Current conviction, 2017, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. Prior convictions, 2012, aggravated harassment, 6 months. 2012, burglary, third degree, 2.5 years. 2015, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his third term in DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Northside Avondale Locos criminal street gang. Prior term of supervision, 2013, TIS release. Precedent tech violation revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate, but drugs noted. Other arrest, 2008, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, juvenile probation. All other arrests since then resulted in charges that were dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G7V8.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Montoya, I'm going to go over some of the case supervision here. So, you are pre-approved to live with your friend, Alyssa?
That's the baby's mom. That's the parole address I parole to.
Okay. And then
within that, I had moved out and got an apartment with my friend, and I was paying rent over there.
Okay. That was with Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is that where you stayed until you were violated?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Looks like you had a job.
Yes, sir. From week one all the way up to the day I found it.
Having a job is a good thing, I'm getting lively, but is that job going to be available to you when you get released, either now or in the future?
Okay.
That's very good.
Yes.
That can make a big difference in your success.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you referred this task for random drug testing.
Yes.
You did two navies, and you submitted a deliverable, that deliverable on 6/19.
Yeah, that was a mistake. I worked in a warehouse, I wasn't really paying attention. I should have, that's my mistake. Too much liquids, but after that, I made sure that never happened again.
Okay. You were assigned for 48 2-hour sessions in the CAP MRT program. You completed 13 sessions with only one missed class. That's good.
Yeah. And that was due to a transportation issue.
Well, it can happen to anybody. That's a lot of hours. So if you put me in the class, so one missed class is out of 13 is not a bad deal. Well, actually, that would have been, if you missed the one, it would make it 14, because it should be completed 13.
Yeah.
So, you made it to a long ways. Of course, you probably looked like you would have made it completely if you would have been violated.
Yeah.
So, looks like you were staffed by SPO Rich. And about your displacement from your approved residence.
Yes.
Also said you admitted to drinking alcohol.
Yes.
Okay. And that's when you were sanctioned to complete the CAP MRT program. It looks like you were in good standing at the time that you were violated on the other things. And I guess you were sanctioned to refrain from contact from the rest of them.
Yeah, they gave me limitations. They said no overnights. Like, it's only if it pertains to my son, we can do that, but they didn't want no overnights.
Right. Well, it sounds like there was enough of a situation going on there, but that's probably the best thing for your child, so that you don't have fights develop and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was just immature, many relationship problems.
Well, that can definitely happen.
Yeah.
Can any of my fellow board members have any questions?
Sure.
Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion and make a determination, but before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Tell us anything else you think might be of importance to our decision. We just ask that you don't dwell on the information that we've already discussed. So is there anything else you'd like to say to us, sir?
I'd just like to take all of my mistakes and admit that everything was all on me. Pretty much if I were to stop myself from being immature and just moving on and deciding to be a co-parent, everything would have been fine. Like, the 10% that I did wrong got me sent back here, but the other 90% of the job and church and programming, I was doing all that, and I really wish I would have stuck to that. And hope you see my sincerity, and you see that I was progressing, I wasn't being useful, and I wasn't just out there being a monster. And that's all, pretty much. I don't want to be here anymore. Make a mistake, you're thinking about it, and go back.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. Well, the board will be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're aggressive, but we won't be, so we ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone, and once we've made a decision, I'll get back to you, okay?
All right.
Board is now in session, or in discussion. Well, Mr. Montoya, I like his attitude that he owns up to this and admits that it was a maturity issue, and I can understand that being the cause. It's he hasn't done anything else that's been brought to anybody's attention, and he's working. But he's also like he's, you know, he's had some trouble, but he's due to be out November of November 15th of this year. I really think at this time that would be the best course of action is for him to complete his time. We don't have any POs to answer to, and in the meantime, we can take whatever the programming here is and make a good plan for himself. So. But I'm going to listen to a discussion from you and my fellow board members.
Three.
Based on all information, lot number 2018W2137, Mr. Montoya's testimony and information from Department of Direction, I move to revoke the supervision of Mr. Montoya as a delinquent, violated terms of additional supervision and have lapse without lapse in accrual ways or company.
Second. Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Valentin, agreed by Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Montoya, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you're due to be released on November 15th, 2018, which is really, it's about 2 months away. But maybe, because you've, you know, had some trouble with drugs and stuff, if you can get some NA and or AA programming in there, in the yard between now and the time you get out, just it's always helpful because it can help you get your mind going the right direction for other issues in your life. But make a plan so you know which way you're going and reinforce with yourself that you don't want to do the childish stuff. You have to just scream and just walk away from it. Doesn't let it escalate.
Yeah.
Okay? We do wish you the best of luck. We don't want to see you in front of this board again.
All right.
And hopefully the reason for that is that you never get in trouble again.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, well, good luck to you, sir, and just lay the phone down either let the next inmate or the CO3 on the phone.
All right, thank you.